In Syria and its neighboring countries, President Obama's decision sparked celebrations among supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Beirut, the reaction was one of dismay among the outgunned rebel forces seeking Assad's ouster.
Sunday evening provided more than one surprise for Syrians watching what looked like the buildup to an inevitable act of war. The first surprise was that Syrian state television, possibly expecting a thundering call for the use of force, was actually airing the American president's remarks live, with real-time Arabic translation. The second surprise was that Obama would wait for a vote in Congress. The state TV anchor quickly turned the post-speech coverage into a victory celebration. After declaring that the Syrian people had given the world a lesson in steadfastness, the anchor segued to street commentary by Assad supporters. Syria is ready to defeat this aggression whenever it happens, said one man. Two women added, "We're used to these threats. We're not afraid of them. We don't care what they say." A second man said, "The Americans can't do anything. The last president tried, and now this one failed too." As the state broadcaster reverted to nationalist songs and video montages of the Syrian army in action, opposition figures were left to absorb yet another disappointment. Secretary of State John Kerry made what was described as a call of reassurance to the head of the opposition coalition, Ahmed al-Jarba, that the White House still intends to respond to the Syrian government's use of chemical weapons. For years, the coalition has struggled to convince Syrians that it can bring international resources and might to the task of battling the Assad government, and it has repeatedly been disappointed. In Ghouta, the Damascus suburb, where the U.S. says more than 1,400 people were gassed to death by the military, an activist using the name Mahmoud says there was a deep sense of deflation when the president said his decision to strike Syria could come in a week or a month. Mahmoud says it was as if he was telling the regime, "You have another month to kill." Before the speech, there was some hope among both the rebel fighters and ordinary people, he said. Maybe a light at the end of the long, dark tunnel. But after the speech, nothing but despair. Especially after the British vote not to take part, all our hopes were on the Americans. With every statement from the West, Mahmoud added, they are more sure than ever that they are alone. As the debate goes on, protesters in Turkey and Jordan demonstrated against military action, and Jordan's information minister said diplomatic options must be exhausted before any intervention. Israeli commentators focused on the signal of weakness being sent to the region. One headline read, "Obama shows Netanyahu that Israel is truly alone." In Cairo, Arab League foreign ministers gathered to discuss Syria, but as recently as Friday, Secretary General Nabil al-Arabi said the League believes the UN Security Council should take a position first. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.